I had this little fantasy about Radcliffe. My father said, I've been paying taxes in the state of California for 25 years. You're going to the University of California. So he let me pick any campus, and I thought about all the ones that were available then. Berkeley seemed like too many hippies. I wasn't really a hippie. And some seemed too rural. And
I guess it'd be 1962,
63. 62. And so UCLA just is the one I ended up picking. You know, these days you can't just pick and go to the one you want. But back then it was a little easier if you got pretty good grades in high school. You know, it was not an ideal college experience because I lived at home. I mean, I only got the sense of going away to college when I went away to grad school and lived in graduate women's housing and had a roommate, was really on my own. I had lots of jobs along the way. I mean, even in high school, I worked at the movie theater in Westwood Village. In college, I worked as a note taker, where if you were good at note taking, which I was, and you sat in class and you took notes, and I got something like $5 which was a lot, for every lecture whose notes I supplied. And I was so, usually you had to have taken the course previously, but I was such a good note taker that they let me take notes for classes that I was taking. So I would take notes for the classes I was taking, type them up or print them right and deposit them and get my $5. It was really very efficient.
You were, of course, a math major to start.
I was, yes. My classes were filled with males, so I'd be in these classes, and I did pretty well until I got to calculus.
Yeah.
And I didn't do that well in calculus, but I was so committed, even though that was about the time I took intro psych and started to love it, and took all my electives in psychology. I wasn't going to let all that work I'd put into math go, so I made sure I finished and got a degree in math too. I remember I was an undergraduate assistant for Hal Kelly in a social psych course. I remember trying to get into David Sears was a new assistant professor. I was trying to get into his class, went to him personally because it was full, and didn't get anywhere, and he didn't let me in. Years later, we'd become friends, so tease about it. I was a RA or something like that, or a independent study with Mort Friedman, and I heard of this field, mathematical psychology. I obviously didn't know what it was really exactly, but I thought this must be me, math and psych, you know.
Yeah.
And Stanford was the best place for that, and I got into Stanford math psych. And it wasn't until I'd been there a while that I realized math psych, no, this is not really about the teaching, using psychology to teach mathematics. It was something else that I couldn't really get that excited about.